الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن الدنيا عرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار ألا فاعملوا وأنتم من الله على حذر واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, East, West, North, South, above, below, past tense, present tense, future tense, every situation, every condition, every circumstance belongs to one Allah alone. يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ Allah does as He wants to do. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ In the heavens, in the earth, only that is happening which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. This entire kainat, this entire wujud, this entire existence is muhit. It is encompassed by the qudrat, by the power, by the irada, by the will of one Allah alone. يَخْلُقُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ Allah creates whatever He wants. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ ذلكم الله ربكم خالق كل شيء لا إله إلا هو ذلكم الله This is Allah ربكم He is your رب خالق كل شيء The manifestation of His ربوبيت The exhibition of His ربوبيت is initially manifested, made clear, made apparent, خالق كل شيء. Allah creates everything that exists. يخلق الله ما يشاء. Allah creates what He wants. لله ملك السماوات والأرض. To Allah belongs the dominion, the ownership of the heavens and the earth. يخلق ما يشاء. He creates what He wills. يهب لمن يشاء إناثا. وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورُ أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانَ وَإِنَاثَ وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ عَقِيمًا يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثَ To some he gives female children. To some he gives male children. Sometimes they want male children, female children are coming. They want female children, male children are coming. Sometimes they don't want children. practicing contraception, whatever it may be, yet children are coming. Sometimes they want children. Going to an IVF expert, undertaking treatment, still no children are coming. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ Allah creates what He wants. He gives males to whom He wants, females to whom He wants, makes barren whom He wants, gives pairs to whom He wants. إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ قَدِيرٌ He has complete knowledge, complete qudrat over every facet of His creation. يَهْدِي مَن يَشَاءُ Allah guides whom He wants. يُضِلُّ مَن يَشَاءُ Allah deprives of guidance whom He wants. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ Wealth, affluence. This is not one's business acumen. This is not which family you were born in. This is not what your financial circumstances are. This has nothing to do with your intelligence or your financial prowess or your know-how. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ Allah gives wealth to whom He wants. وَيَقْدِرْ Want, poverty, need, strife, difficulty in the hands of Allah. أَضْحَكَ Happiness in the hands of Allah. أَبْكَى Sadness in the hands of Allah. أَمَاتَ Death in the hands of Allah. أَخْيَى Life in the hands of Allah. تُعِزُّ مَن تَشَاءُ Respect, dignity, honor, status, nobility, recognition in the hands of Allah. تُذِلُّ مَن تَشَاءُ Disgrace, downtroddenness, humiliation, ignominy, falling from grace in the hands of Allah. تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَن تَشَاءُ Kingdom to whom Allah wants. تَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّن تَشَاءُ Snatched away from whom Allah wants. يَخْتَصُ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَن يَشَاءُ Allah's mercy directed to whom He wants. يُؤَيِّدُ بِنَصْرِهِ مَن يَشَاءُ The help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala where Allah wants. مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ كَانْ كَمَا شَاءَ كَانْ فِي الْوَقْتِ الَّذِي شَاءَ عَلَى الْوَجْهِ الَّذِي شَاءَ مِنْ غَيْرِ زِيَادَةٍ وَلَا نُقْصَانٍ وَلَا تَقَدُّمٍ وَلَا تَأَخُّرٍ That happens in the heavens, in the earth, south, north, east, west, past tense, present tense, future tense. That happens which Allah wants. In the manner Allah wants. In the time Allah wants. Not less than that which Allah wants. Not more than that which Allah wants. Not before Allah wants, not after Allah wants. وَمَا لَمْ يَشَاءُ And that which Allah doesn't want, the governments, the armies, the technologies of this world can get together. لَمْ يَكُنْ It will never happen. From Adam alayhi salam to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was the first sabak, first ta'aleem. This was the starting point. This was the introduction that every Nabi of Allah from Adam alayhi salam came with. That fa'alam annahu la ilaha illallah. Rabbul mashriq wal maghrib la ilaha illahu. Huwa Allahu alladhi la ilaha illahu. Wa ilahukum ilahu wahid. La ilaha illa huwa ar-Rahmanur Rahim. Fa'in tawallaw faqul hasbi Allah. La ilaha illahu. Shahid Allah annahu la ilaha illahu. How many verses in the Quran I've recited? Many, many more verses. Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam first came with this to introduce this entire makhluk that break down the idols of shirk, break down the idols of partnership, break down this contention or this ideology of batil, of deviation, of shirk, of kufr, that any entity in the heavens and the earth is controlling any situation, condition or circumstance. The kuffar of Makkah came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hallana min al-amri min shay. Hallana min al-amri min shay. Quran is ajeeb. Quran, I mentioned this many times before. This is bahrun la sahil lahu. This is a limitless ocean. Sad irony that faces majority of us, my respected brothers. Sometimes you have lost something. Sometimes you haven't experienced something. Sometimes you haven't maximized the potential of something. Sometimes you haven't utilized a great bounty or benefit that was there at your disposal. To some extent, when you realize you're lost, there is an element of regret. The tragedy that faces us today is that this ummah has lost its munasabat with the Quran, has lost its attachment with the Quran. Years of our lives have passed, and we have failed to immerse ourselves in the glory of the Quran. But the tragedy that faces majority of us is that the perception of the loss is not even there. We don't even realize what we have lost. Such a ni'mat, such a bounty in the month of Ramadan is coming. This is that month when Allah introduces this month in the Quran. What does Allah say? Shahru Ramadan, the month of Ramadan. Alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. How does Allah introduce Ramadan? What is the first thing about Ramadan that Allah tells us? When Allah introduces this month, what is the first thing Allah tells us about this month? Alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. This is Ramadan, the month in which we reveal the Quran. Ramadan is the month of the Quran. This ummah is the ummah of the Quran. Where is the attachment? Where is the love? Where is the reverence? Where is the immersement of this ummah today with the Quran? This is that message of love from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is kalamullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, innakum la tarji'una ila Allahi bi shay'in afdhala mimma kharaja minhu. He said, you will never find Allah. You will never get the true love of Allah. You will never get the true ta'alluq with Allah. You will never get the true association with Allah, with anything that is more virtuous and more effective than that Quran which came from Allah. Immerse yourself in the Quran. Immerse yourself in the Quran. Drown yourself in the Quran. Attach yourself to the Quran. This is that ni'mat. This is that wealth. This is that Allahu Akbar. Man ja'alahu amamahu saqahu ila al-jannah. My Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, keep this Quran in front of you. Become the ummah of the Quran. Become the person of the Quran. Devote yourself to the Quran. Live for the Quran. Die for the Quran. Let the Quran become your constitution of life. Devote yourself to the Quran, and what will happen? Saqahu ila al-jannah. My Nabi said, this Quran will never abandon you until it transports you directly into Jannah. We are given the wasila to Jannah. Today we are looking for wazifas. Many of us before this Mubarak night, what should we read? What should we do? What should we be doing on this night? Sometimes you're going to some molana, we're going for some taweez, we're going for some wazifa. What greater wazifa? What greater wazifa? What greater intercession? What greater link? Mahilun musaddaq, shafi'un mushaffa. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, this is mahilun musaddaq. This is something that will argue for you, whose argument will be accepted. Quran will intercede for you, its interception will be accepted. Inna fil jannati nahran, inna fil jannati nahran, ismuhu Rayyan, alayhi madinatun min marjan, lahu sab'una alf bab, min dhahabin wa fidda, lihamil al-Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in jannat there is a stream, in jannat there is a stream, inna fil jannati marjan, ismuhu Rayyan, the name of the stream is Rayyan. Above the stream is the palace called Marjan. Marjan has 70,000 doors made of gold and silver. For whom has Allah created this? For whom has Allah kept this sharafat, this dignity, this honor? Lihamil al-Quran, for the one who attaches himself to the Quran. This has been my appeal many, many times. If many of us feel that we are gone too old, we've passed the sell-by date, brain cells are dead. Alzheimer's disease or Parkinson's disease or whatever we feel now, we feel it's too late for us. If you feel that way, our appeal, our cry to you is that do not deprive your youth of the Quran. You want to make them doctors, you want to make them lawyers, you want to make them engineers, you want to make them astrophysicists, you want to ensure their so-called future financial stability, no problem. We are not saying don't do all that, but don't do it at the expense of the Quran. This psychology, this batil thinking that has overtaken many of us, that somehow If I devote my youth to the Quran, if I devote my children to the Quran, if their time and energy is spent in the Quran, then somehow or the other, this is an impediment to my financial progress. That is a lie. That is a lie. This is Allah's kalam. And the one who will serve this kalam, who is he? Who is he? You ask somebody, somebody says, you know what, listen to me. Listen to me. Before you take, pay attention to what that person is saying, what do you establish? What is his credibility? Who is behind him? When he speaks, who is behind him? This is how we normally establish a person's credibility. He represents a certain family, a certain society, a certain association, or a certain country if he's a president. What is behind him? Allahu Akbar. When it comes to this Quran, what did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said? Inna lillahi ta'ala. Inna lillahi ta'ala ahlina min al-ard. This word ahl literally translates, it means family. Allah is park and free of such associations. Allah is lam yattakhid sahiba wala walada walam yakul lahu shariqun fil mulk walam yakul lahu waliyyun min adh-dhul wa kabbirhu takbira. Allah is lam yalid walam yulad walam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Allah is ahad, Allah is samad. Allah doesn't have wife, children or relationships or associations with anyone. Allah does not beget nor was he begotten. But this is for our understanding. Inna lillahi ta'ala ahlina min al-ard. Rasulullah s.a.w. says, Allah has some people who are his ahl. Translated as family members, household of Allah. There is an even deeper meaning in this. Ahlullah, in other words, the people of Allah. Inna lillahi ta'ala ahlina min al-ard. There are some people behind whom Allah is. They are Allah's people. Who are they? Man hum? Man hum ya Rasulullah? Rasulullah s.a.w. said, hum ahlul Qur'an. Hum ahlul Qur'an. Hum ahlul Qur'an. Rosy sustenance is in Allah's hands. My Nabi says the people of the Qur'an are Allah's people. And you feel Allah won't give them risk? Allah will deprive them of sustenance? If you devote your youth to the knowledge and the khidmat and the service of the Qur'an, you feel that somehow this is an impediment to their financial stability and future. Come out of such napak thinking. Come out of such shirk thinking. Allah cleanse us of such thinking. Risk and sustenance is in Allah's hands. My Nabi said, those who will devote themselves to the Qur'an, these are Ahlullah. These are the people of Allah. This is the household of Allah, whom Ahlullahi wa khasatu, and they are the chosen ones of Allah. Ramadan is coming, this is our starting point. A lot of time we see the pamphlets that are going around, the WhatsApp messages that are going around. There's a sense of anticipation. What is the preparation for the month of Ramadan? Ramadan preparation starts with the Quran. Starts with the Quran. Quran is not only for Ramadan. Quran is for every second of our lives. Start with the Quran. And at least, this is my plea. It was not my topic. I didn't even intend to start talking about this. Allah knows why we are going in this direction. Please, my respected brothers, do not make the Taraweeh of Ramadan a mockery. Do not become those who are waiting for Taraweeh to be over before it can start. Do not become those who are looking at the watch. Once a year you get this chance. Do not let it be summa wa umyana, like the Quran says. Allah says there are some people, when Quran falls on their ears, it will fall on the ears of people that are deaf and blind. Let the nuraniyat, let the ruhaniyat, let the shifa, let the cure, let the hikmat, let the spiritual light of the Quran immerse itself into our hearts. Stand in Taraweeh for long, long periods. Listen to the Quran. Doesn't matter if you don't understand it. This is Allah's kalam. This is Allah's kalam. We don't understand the taqat and the power of this kalam. This is that kalam. Allahu nazzala ahsan al-hadith. Allahu nazzala ahsan al-hadith. Kitaban mutashabihan mathani taqsha'irru minhu juludul ladina yakhshawna rabbahum thumma talinu juluduhum wa qulubuhum ila dhikrillah. Allahu Akbar. This is Allah is saying. Allah is saying, Ahsan al-Hadith, there is no better kalam than this Quran. It will cause your hearts to reverberate. It will cause the hair on your body to stand up. Develop the khashiyat and the taluk with Allah, and this Quran will shake your wujud and your existence. And this Quran will give you richness in your life. It will give you nuraniyat in your life. It will give you barakat in your life. It will give you whatever khair and good you are looking for. Allah has kept it in the Quran. So at least this much, every one of us who looked, who thought of Taraweeh with dread, who thought of the month of Ramadan with dread in the heart, that how am I going to stand so long? How am I going to listen to Quran? Make tawbah from now. Make tawbah from now and make this niyat. Let us not be those who will make a mockery of the Quran in the month of Ramadan, at least in the month of Ramadan. Let us not be amongst those who fall among in the purview of that great warning that Allah gives. وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. Quran tells us of a day that is coming. Who will be the plaintiff? Who will be the plaintiff? Who will be the complainant? Who will be the complainant? None other than Rahmatul Lil Alameen, a mercy to humanity, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He will be the complainant on that day. And who will he be complaining against? One section of his ummah. Which section? Inna qawmi. He will say, my nation, my ummah. They claim to be my followers. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be complaining. Inna qawmi, my qawm, my ummah. اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا. They turn their backs on this Quran. They turn their backs on this Quran. Make tawbah, my respected brothers. Let us not be amongst them. Coming back. هل لنا من الأمر من شيء. The kuffar of Makkah came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at the nuance found in this expression in Quran. Do we have any say whatsoever? هَلْ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَمْرِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Is any government doing, any technology doing, any superpower doing, any group of human beings anywhere, at any time or any period, can they influence humanity in any way? Can they decide anything? هَلْ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَمْرِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Do we have any say? Jibreel is saying, قُلْ. Tell them, إِنَّ الْأَمْرَ كُلَّهُ لِلَّهِ. Every amr, every decree, every advancement, every decline, every health, every sickness, every wealth, every poverty, every raising up, every coming down, every life, every death, إِنَّ الْأَمْرَ كُلَّهُ لِلَّهِ. Everything belongs to Allah. Allah alone is doing. Allah alone, that... Every Nabi of Allah came with this. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Allah is the doer. Break down the idols. Break down the idols of reliance, of trust on any entity. Halat, conditions in this world belong to Allah. Yakhluqullahu ma yasha. Allah creates what He wants. Everything around us. Everything around us is shining with this. Sanurihim. آياتنا في الآفاق وفي أنفسهم حتى يتبين لهم أنه الحق. Allahu Akbar. What does Allah say? سنريهم. We will show you. We will show you آيات آياتنا, our signs in the horizons within yourselves, حتى يتبين لهم أنه الحق, until it will become absolutely imperative and clear that one haqiqi zat is Allah alone. Look within yourselves, what were you? Afara'aytum ma tumnoon. Look at the way Quran calls out to us. Afara'aytum ma tumnoon. Will you not observe the drop of sperm that emanates from you? Antum takhluqunahu am nahnu al-khaliqun? Did you create it? Did you create it? Hal ata'ala al-insan حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Allah says, O insan, did they not pass upon you a period of time لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Your dhikr didn't take place. No one spoke about you. You were a non-entity. You didn't exist. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ. We created you. From what? مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ. مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ. From a mingling of sperm. Somewhere Allah says, وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. We created you from dust. منها خلقناكم وفيها نعيدكم ومنها نخرجكم تارة أخرى. We created you from dust, we will turn you into dust again, and from dust we will resurrect you. Somewhere Allah says, من ماء مهين, from a drop of worthless water. Somewhere Allah says, من ماء دافق, from a spurt of liquid. ألم يكن نطفة من مني يمنى. One نطفة. One drop of water, one cell. Where did this insan originate from? What is the size of one cell? You want to understand it in layman's terms, they say take a centimeter. Take a centimeter and divide it into 100 million parts. It will give you an idea of where this insan started from. هو الذي يصوركم في الأرحام كيف يشاء. Allahu Akbar. Allah gave taswir. Khaliq is Allah. Creator is Allah. Musawwir is Allah. Badi is Allah. The one who gives shape is Allah. The one who gives form is Allah. Allah Himself, لا يحويه مكان لا يشتمل إليه زمان. Allah is free of shape. Allah is free of form. Allah is free of color. Allah is free of direction. Allah creates shape. Allah creates form. Look at this shape of insan. From what? From a drop of water. Where? Was it a controlled circumstance? No. في بطون أمهاتكم. In the womb of your mothers. في ظلمات ثلاث. In three layers of darkness. 1 centimeter divided by into 100 million parts. That was your starting point. Where did the ears come from? Where did the eyes come from? Where did the tongue come from? Where did the hands come from? The liver, the intestines, the lungs. Coronavirus, the whole world, Allah Ta'ala sent one test. What is the size of a virus? They say germs and insects, you can use a microscope to see. Virus is so small that even with a microscope you can't even see it. Such a tiny makhluk of Allah. Not visible also. It is said all the coronavirus of the world put together will fit into one can. And yet the economies of the world have to be brought to a standstill. Scientists to a standstill. Medical science dumbfounded. One test from Allah. One test from Allah. We were running helter-skelter. Looking for ventilation machine. Looking for oxygen machine. People saw opportunities to make copious amounts of money also, to take advantage. To take advantage of the desperation of other human beings. They were buying this oxygen machine. They say this one gives 5%. This one is 10%. This one is 20%. This one is 30%. 10,000, 15,000. Then the ventilation machine. How long are we going to be a blind, deaf and dumb ummah? How long are we going to be like ostriches with the head in the ground? Instead of understanding where this came from. Instead of understanding this is Allah's test. Instead of understanding this is Allah's wake up call. What is, as an ummah, what we started doing? No, World Health Organization is behind it. Bill Gates is behind it. America is behind it. China is behind it. They got curfew at night. Helicopters are flying around and spraying coronavirus. Conspiracy theory upon conspiracy theory. True or not, Allah knows best. But understand, halat and conditions belong to Allah. No government can harm you. No individual can harm you unless Allah wills it. Halat and conditions came for us to go back to Allah. Knock the door of Allah. Submit ourselves before Allah. How many of us gave some thought? Thousands, millions were spent on ventilation machine. What about the ventilation system that Allah gave us for free? One elderly man He went to the doctor. Many times I give this example. His urine stopped. Doctor put his instrument. Person was able to pass urine. Then the doctor presents the bill. This old man starts crying. The doctor thinks maybe he can't afford it. He says, okay, I'll give you a discount. You don't have to pay so much. So many percent discount. The man said, I'm not crying because I can't afford to pay your bill. Why are you crying? He said, 70 years there was one zat and one being that was doing this work for me. He never charged me. Today insan has done it for me already. He wants payment. Allah save us, those that went through this bimari. We practically had to realize the value of each breath of air. From a young age we were told, when you breathe in and out, say Subhanallah. Thank Allah, praise Allah for every breath of air. How much we took for granted. What price tag are you going to put on Allah's ventilation system that He gave you for free? Average human being breathes in and out 20,000 times a day. Subconsciously you are breathing in and out 20,000 times a day. If you don't believe me, one day take a tasbih and count. But don't just count, say Subhanallah each time. At least you'll make some zikr also. What are you breathing in? You are breathing in oxygen. Average human being breathes in 8,000 liters of oxygen every day. Imagine if you were presented a bill for that. 8,000 liters of oxygen, plus minus 7 billion human beings in the surface of the earth. 56 billion liters of oxygen extracted from the environment every day. Yet the level of oxygen constant 21%. How is it still staying 21%? What systems Allah has put into place? The leaves are working for you. The sun is, I'm not going to go into the details. We studied all this in school. We did biology and astrology, etc. It's not my intention to go into the details of all that. But have we taken the trouble to think, to ponder, reflect over the favors of Allah upon us? We heard it in the Maghrib Salah. Those ayats of the Quran that our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they were revealed, the whole night he cried. The whole night he cried. Aisha radiallahu anha asked him, Ya Rasulullah, what caused you to cry like this? He said, Jibreel has come with these verses. Inna fi khalqis samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahar la ayat li ulil albab alladhina yadhkuruna Allaha qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim wa yatafakkaruna fi khalqis samawati wal ard rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batila subhanaka faqina adhaban nar. How much longer are we going to be a blind, deaf and dumb ummah? How much longer are we going to be oblivious of the signs of Allah? Verily, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, in the variation of day and night, la ayatil lil albab, Allah says, are signs for the people of intelligence. Who are the people of intelligence? Those with PhDs, those with university degrees, those with scholarships. No! Who are the people of intelligence? الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ. They are those, when they are sitting, when they are standing, when they are on their sides, they remember Allah. Every breath they remember Allah. Everything around us is shouting out that you remember Allah. 56 billion liters of oxygen taken out of the atmosphere every day. How is it being replaced? 21% constant. Inside you, these lungs, don't wait for Qurbani time. Sometimes pick up a sheep lung. Sheep lung, human being lung, looks just the same. It's a piece of flesh. Human beings have, what they say, right hand side lung, left hand side lung. The weight of the lungs is about 1.3 kilograms. Piece of flesh. Yet, 300 to 500 million air sacs. If that lung is opened up, it will form a distance of 2,400 kilometers. Each human being, 50 billion tubes are transporting 10,000 liters of blood every day to the lungs. Where did this intelligence, this know-how, this knowledge come from? That in order to purify your blood, you need to give it a bath in oxygen. Did your father tell you? Grandfather? Great-grandfather? Did that fool Darwin tell you? 1809 to 1883 he lived. When they took Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam out of the equation, when they took the Quran out of the equation, then they had no other choice to explain all this. There was nothing else there. So what did they say? They concluded your grandfather was a monkey. Or one cell, chance division, random division, random splitting took place. Proteins were formed. The cell blocks, the complexity of this human being came into existence by a series of random blind accidents. Such stupidity, tomfoolery, and today that is called science. When the Quran was taken out of the equation, when that knowledge that came from Allah's arsh directly upon Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was taken out of the equation, then we became a living reality of what? That verse where Allah says, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَجَعَلَ عَلَىٰ بَصَرِهِ غِشَاوَةً فَمَنْ يَهْدِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اللَّهِ. Allah says, will you not see those people who made their desires their ilah? وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. Despite their intelligence, despite their knowledge, Allah deviated them. وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ وَجَعَلَ عَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِ وَبَصَرِهِ وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَجَعَلَ عَلَىٰ بَصَرِهِ غِشَاوَةً. Allah says, we seal their minds, we seal their hearings, we seal their hearts. فَمَنْ يَهْدِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اللَّهِ. Now besides Allah, who's going to guide them? Summun, bukmun, umyun, deaf, dumb, blind. Fahum la ya'qilun. They will never understand. What is Quran speaking of? Not physical blindness. They can see. Not physical deafness, they can hear. Not physical loss of intelligence. They have their brains, they have their aqal. Seal was placed over it. What is man? Means that Allah. فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارِ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah says, the physical eyes are not blind, but the eye of the heart has become blind. Because this eye, this heart, my respected brothers, needs the nur of the Quran. It needs the nur of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It needs the nur of the ulum of shariat. Like the physical eye, if there is no light, if it is dark, you can't see. Allah's qasam, this heart will never be able to see unless it is exposed to the nur of the Quran. Such a complex system Allah put into place. 50 billion tubes transporting 10,000 liters of blood. A relentless cycle. This 5 or 6 liters of blood in our systems is making 5 to 10,000 trips every day through our circulatory system. What is the length of the circulatory system? 92,000 kilometers long. More than 3 times the circumference of the earth. Blood is flowing through your body. Every second the blood cells that are dying, 7 million blood cells are being replaced. Where's the qabristan for the blood cells? The fingernails. That is how the dead blood cells are removed from the body. Such a complex system. And still we haven't recognized who is Allah. يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقْعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. Let this heart be illuminated with Quran and Hadith, then you will see. Then you will remember Allah. Whether you are sitting, whether you are standing, whether you are on your side. Allah says, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا. We will show you our signs. فِي الْآفَاقِ. In the horizons. أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَخْرُثُونَ. Allah says, look at this crop. Look at the vegetation around you. أَأَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ. What does the farmer do? Sprinkle the seeds on the ground. Have we don't need complex science. How does that seed know what to do? How does the seed know which direction to face? That the roots must go downwards, the sprout must come upwards. Where in that seed is the intelligence? I have to become a tomato, or I have to become an apple, or I have to become a pineapple, or I have to become a coconut. فَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا خَبًّا وَعِنَبًا وَقَضْبًا وَزَيْتُونَ وَنَخْلًا وَحَدَائِقَ غُلْبًا وَفَاكِهَةً وَأَبًّا مَتَاعًا لَكُمْ وَلِأَنْعَامِكُمْ أَخْرَجَ مِنْهَا مَاءَهَا وَمَرْعَاهَا وَالْجِبَالَ أَرْسَاهَا فَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا حَدَائِقَ ذَاتَ بَهْجَةً مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَنْ تُنْبِتُوا الشَّجَرَهَا أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ بَلْ هُمْ قَوْمٌ يَعْدِلُونَ أَخْرَجَ مِنْهَا ماءها ومرعاها والجبال أرساها أخرج شطأه فآزره فاستغلظ فاستوى على سوقه إن الله فالق الحب والنوى الله. So many verses just from this vegetation system that Allah says, observe that mango is not becoming a mango of its own taqat and ability. Allah makes it a mango. Allah give that tomato doesn't have that intelligence. Nor does that pineapple, nor does that pomegranate. Everything around us. سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ. Allah says, we are showing you our signs. Somewhere sweetness, somewhere sourness, somewhere bitterness, somewhere slimy, somewhere salty. The earth is the same, the water is the same. The source is the same. Where is the variation coming from? مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَن تُنْبِتُوا شَجَرَهَا. Let your scientists of the world come together and let them replicate this. أَيْلَاهُمْ مَا اللَّهُ. Is there another ilah besides you, Allah? When that hurricane comes, when that tornado comes, when that storm comes, وَالْمُرْسَلَاتِ عُرْفًا فَالْعَاصِفَاتِ عَصْفًا وَالنَّاشِرَاتِ نَشْرًا فَالْفَارِقَاتِ فَرْقًا. يُرْسِلُ بِهِ الرِّيَاحِ. Sometimes asifat, sometimes qasifat, sometimes rihun aqim, sometimes cool breeze, sometimes a breeze that brings rainwater, sometimes a tornado, sometimes a hurricane. Who is doing this? يُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ. Now we are going towards a period. What is happening? The day is entering the night. The night is entering the day. The night is getting longer. Can you make it shorter? يُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ. Other part of the year, the day starts getting longer. Can you make it shorter? قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرُ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ تُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ وَتُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ وَتُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَتُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ وَتَرْزُقُ مَنْ تَشَاءُ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Night is lengthened, can you make it shorter? Day is lengthened, can you make it shorter? Dead taken out from life, life taken out from dead. Kingdom given to whom he wants, snatched away from whom he wants. بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ. In Allah's hands is all good. إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Allah has qudrat over everything. Break down these idols of shirk, of reliance, of trust. No government is doing, no army is doing, no technology is doing. Allah is doing. Pandemic, robbery, cyclone, hurricane, tsunami, earthquake. These are not chance occurrences. This is Allah's design. This is Allah's system. This is Allah's wake-up call. يَخْلُقُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah creates what He wants. Allah is not just Khaliq. Allah is Qabid. Allah is the controller of everything. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ سَمْعَكُمْ وَأَبْصَارَكُمْ وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِهِ. Allah says, tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if Allah took away your eyesight, Allah took away your hearing, Allah took away your mind and your understanding, مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِهِ. Which ilah besides Allah is going to give you this? Even greater warning. Even greater warning. What does Allah says? وَيَأْتِي بِخَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ. Forget taking away your eyesight and your hearing. Like the other day, a few years ago in Gush, we met some youngsters. What does he say? With absolute ease. He says, I will not make... Azan was going. He said, brother, come to the masjid. He said, I will not make salah and so what? I will not make salah and so what? Whose command are we defying? Who have we turned our backs to? Allah says, tell them, if he took away their hearing, if he took away their sight, if he took away their minds and their hearts, مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِهِ. Which ilah besides Allah is going to give you this? يَشَأْ يُذْهِبْكُمْ وَيَأْتِ بِخَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ. Even sterner warning Allah gives. Allah says, if you will not submit, we will remove you and bring another nation. Even more sterner warning than that Allah gives, وَنُنْشِئَكُمْ فِي مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. We'll leave you there, but we will change you. Sometimes into a monkey, sometimes into a dog, sometimes into a khinzir, sometimes into a stone. Who can stop the command of Allah? Everything around us is shouting out at us. Whether it's the crops, whether it's the vegetation, whether it's the sun, whether it's the moon, whether it's the stars, whether it's the wind, whether it is the snow-capped mountain peaks, whether it is the waterfall, whether it is the streams, everything around us. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard, mathalu nurihi kamishkatin fiha misbah, al misbahu fi zujaja, al zujajatu kaannaha kawkabun durri, yuqadu min shajaratin mubarakatin zaytuna, la sharqiyya wala gharbiyya, yakadu zaytuha يضي ولو لم تمسسه نار نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء. Allah is the noor, Allah is the effulgence, Allah is the light, Allah is the illumination of the heavens and the earth. Every creation is shining with the noor of Allah. Bring an eye that is not looking at the daughters of others. Bring an ear that is not immersed in haram music. Bring a heart that is not soiled with the love and immersement of this dunya. And by the qasam of my Allah, in every ray of the sunshine you will see the noor of Allah. In every blade of grass you will see the noor of Allah. In every droplet of rainwater, in that pitter-patter, you will hear La ilaha illallah. Opportunity upon opportunity Allah is giving us. Understand, pandemic, coronavirus, this is Allahu Akbar. What does Quran tell us? ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Allah says, we will test you. Fitna and fasad will come. When? When the amal will become incorrect. When the dushmani with Allah will become too much. When the enmity against Allah will become too much. Masjids were there, we took it for granted. Dawat and tabligh was there, we took it for granted. Kaabatullah was there, we took it for granted. Medina Sharif was there, we took it for granted. Our khankas were there, we took them for granted. Our darulums were there, we took them for granted. Our freedoms of deen were there, we took them for granted. Allah, overnight, gave us a wake-up call with an enemy, with a test we couldn't see. All these systems were brought to a halt. What was the solution? Quran tells us, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Come back to Allah. Knock the door of Allah. Turn to Allah. Come back to the house of Allah. And instead of doing that, فَلَوْلَا إِذْ جَاهُمْ بَأْسُنَا تَضَرَّعُوا. Allah says, when our test came to you, why didn't you not submit yourself before Allah? Why didn't you humble yourself before Allah? Years of, from infancy we have been hearing, earthquake is coming, political turmoil is coming, some other test is coming, some other hardship is coming. Even the person with weak iman, he understands this is Allah's test. What is the solution? Come back to the masjid. Come back to the masjid. Link the ummah with the masjid. Unite the ummah with the masjid. Bring the ummah onto amal. This, even a person with weak understanding, even with weak iman understands this. What has changed? Why has coronavirus, this pandemic, turned us away from the masjid? Is there some other solution? Halat and conditions are coming from Allah. Why? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. So that you come back to Allah, not away from Allah. مَنْ أَلِفَ الْمَسْجِدْ أَلِفَهُ اللَّهُ. My Nabi said, love the masjid, Allah will love you. Love the masjid, Allah will love you. That old man, his hair is gone white. His hair is gone white. You ask him, Baba, what is your last wish? He say, I want to die in sajda Thursday night behind the imam in the masjid. I must be in sajda. Allah must take my ruh away in that condition. One test came from Allah. And what happened? We told that old man, bhai, stay at home. You'll die in the masjid. Halat and conditions are there for what? Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, آج امت پریشانی میں ہے, آج امت پریشانی میں ہے,
اور اس پریشانی سے نکلنے کے لیے ایسے راستے استعمال کر رہے جس سے پریشانی بڑھتا ہے.
He says, today humanity is in a plight. Humanity is in a plight. Humanity is in confusion. Humanity is facing problems, but it is trying to address its problem in those avenues which will exacerbate and worsen its problems. What is meant by that? We have taken Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam out of the equation. Understand, my respected brothers, no science, no technology, no doctor, no government, no army is going to remove halat and conditions unless Allah wills. Halat and conditions are there, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Come back to Allah. It doesn't mean for an earthquake there's another solution. For a tsunami there's another solution. For a cyclone and a hurricane and a political turmoil there's another solution. And for this test there's some other solution. Has the Quran and Hadith changed? Has some new revelation come down that this test that has come from Allah has a different solution from the other test? Everything else we said, come to the masjid, cry before Allah. This test we said, run away from the masjid. Has the Quran changed? Has the Hadith changed? Has the seerah of my Nabi changed? Is there some other revelation that is coming down? A'udhu billah. Quran tells us, fafir, halat and conditions belong to Allah. Fafirru ilallah, fafirru ilallah, fafirru ilallah. And the solution is one thing only. Arabic language is ajeeb. This word, farra yafirru. We say, fafirru ilallah, run to Allah. Farra yafirru means to run. English, we say run. But in Arabic, harwala also means run. Sabaqa means to hasten. Sariu also means run. So many words. What is unique about farra yafirru? Farra yafirru means every door is closed. Every door is closed. Your salvation is in only one direction. Run in that direction. Fafirru ilallah. Fafirru ilallah. Wallah, this condition is coming from Allah and the solution is with Allah. Run back to Allah, knock the door of Allah, immerse yourself in the love and connection of Allah. We are living in an age of ghaflat. Usama radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked the question to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Lam araka tasoom شَهْرًا مِنَ الشُّهُورِ مَا تَصُومَ مِنْ شَعْبَانِ. Under the nisbat of Shaban is Shab-e Barat. This is why this muzakirah we are making. Usama radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, Ya Rasulullah, we have never seen you. We have never seen you fasting in any of the months of the year, obviously besides Ramadan, as much as you fast in Shaban. Why is it that you fast so much in Shaban? لَمْ أَرَكَ تَسُومْ شَهْرًا مِنَ الشُّهُورِ مَا تَسُومَ مِنْ شَعْبَانِ. Two wujuhat Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave. Two hikmats, two wisdoms. The one mentioned in the latter part of the hadith, هِيَ شَهْرٌ تُرْفَعُ فِيهِ الْأَعْمَالُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَأُحِبُّ أَنْ يُرْفَعَ عَمَلِي وَأَنَا صَائِمٌ. He said, this is that month in which our amal nama, in which our report card gets presented to Rabbul Alameen, to Allah. تُرْفَعُ فِيهِ الْأَعْمَالُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He said, وَأُحِبُّ أَنْ يُرْفَعَ عَمَلِي وَأَنَا صَائِمٌ. I desire that when my report card is presented to Allah, it is in such a condition that I am fasting. مَا رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَكْثَرَ سِيَامًا بَعْدَ رَمَضَانٍ مِنْ شَعْبَانٍ. The riwayat of Aisha radiallahu anha, to this extent she said, I have never seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fast for a full month besides Ramadan, and I have never seen him fast as much as I saw him fasting in Shaban after Ramadan. The wajah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives us, That when my report card is presented to Allah, the malaika must tell Allah, Ya Allah, your banda is fasting. In other words, he is engaged in amal. Like before the farz of Zohar, we read sunnat of Zohar. Before the farz fast of Ramadan, this is the training ground. In the month of Shaban, increase our fasting. Increase our fasting. The second explanation Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave is directly pertinent to our current situation. He said, "Dhaka shahrun yaghfulu an-nasu anhu bayna Rajab wa Ramadan." He said, generally Shaban is a month of ghaflat. Why? Because before Shaban was Rajab. After Shaban, Ramadan is coming. Because this falls in between the two, يَغْفُلُ النَّاسُ عَنْهُ. Generally, my ummat is in ghaflat in this month. So what is the sabak? That in the period of ghaflat, when the ummat has abandoned the masjid, when the ummat has gone far away from Allah, those who will come close to Allah, when the environment is not conducive, when the circumstance is against us, those who will still come closer to Allah, Allahu Akbar, their reward will be multiplied tremendously. Classical example of this. أَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى مَسَاجِدُهَا أَبْغَدُ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَسْوَاقُهَا. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the most beloved place in the sight of Allah is the masjid, the most hated place is the bazaar. Why? Because the bazaar is a place of ghaflat. The bazaar is a place where Allah is not remembered. The bazaar is a place that is conducive to take you towards the love of dunya, away from Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, away from the remembrance of qabr and akhirat. So in the place of ghaflat, in the marketplace, if somebody remembers Allah when the circumstances are not conducive, the famous hadith of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, sami'tu Rasulullah, he says, I heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, man dakhala as-souq, that person who entered the marketplace, and instead of getting into ghaflat like the others, despite the environment of ghaflat, of Allah's negligence, of not remembering Allah, in the marketplace he remembers Allah. فقال لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. What we in, when we were in maktab or in madrasa as little children, as we grew up, what was taught to us as kalima charum or the fourth kalima, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت. In this riwayat, wa hayyun la yamut bi yadil khair is added, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Umar radiallahu anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that person who will recite the fourth kalima in the marketplace, one is he'll read it in the masjid, he'll be rewarded. But if he remembers Allah in the marketplace, what happens? Kataballahu lahu alf hasana wa maha anhu alf sayyi'a wa rafa'a lahu alf daraja wa bana lahu baytan fil jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said he remembered Allah in the place of ghaflat. Fourth kalima was recited in the marketplace. Allah will give him 1,000,000 reward. 1,000,000 sins will be wiped away. 1,000,000 ranks will be raised in the year after. Wa bana lahu baytan fil jannah. And each time in the marketplace he will remember Allah, he will recite the fourth kalima, Allah will give him one palace in Jannah. 1,000,000 reward. 1,000,000 sins wiped away. 1,000,000 ranks raised. And Allah will give him a palace in Jannah. Dhakirullaha fis suq. Dhakirullaha fis suq. Lahu bi kulli sha'ratin nurun yawm al-qiyamah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that person who remembers Allah in the marketplace, for every hair, strand of hair on his body, Allah will give him one nur on the day of judgment. Dhakirullaha fil ghafilin. In the time of ghaflat, those who will remember Allah, when the ummah has abandoned the masjid, when the ummah has abandoned deen, when the ummah has turned their backs on the wadi, on the day, on the night of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the period of ghaflat, those who will remember Allah, dhakirullaha fil ghafilin. مثل مصباح في بيت مظلم. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the example of that ummati of mine, who in the period of ghaflat will remember Allah, is like a shining lamp in a dark house. ذَاكِرُ اللَّهَ فِي الْغَافِلِينَ يَنْظُرُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِلَيْهِ نَظْرَةً لَا يُعَذِّبُهُ بَعْدَهَا أَبَدًا. The one who remembers Allah in the period of ghaflat, Allah will give one glance at him, after which Allah will never punish him. ذَاكِرُ اللَّهَ فِي الْغَافِلِينَ يُرِيهِ اللَّهُ مَقْعَدَهُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَهُوَ حَيٌّ. That person who remembers Allah in the time of ghaflat, Allah in this world, whilst he is alive, will show him his home in Jannah. ذَاكَ شَهْرٌ يَغْفِرُ. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, remember Allah in the period of ghaflat. The riwayat of Ibn Rajab Hanbali, rahimahullah, the asar is mentioned, أَحَبُّ الْعِبَادِ إِلَيَّ. Who are the beloved of Allah? Who are the beloved of Allah? أَحَبُّ الْعِبَادِ إِلَيَّ. المتحابون بجلالي, those who will love one another for Allah's sake. المشاؤون على الأرض بالنصيحة, they will walk the earth with the pain and concern for humanity in their hearts. Kaan khol kar sun lena. My respected brothers, listen to this description. Listen to this description with the ears of Iman, with the heart of Iman. Listen to this description given in this riwayat. Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimullah mentions this riwayat in his Lataiful Ma'arif. يَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. Allah says, who are the beloved of Allah? أَحَبُّ الْعِبَادِ إِلَيَّ الْمُتَحَابُّونَ بِجَلَالِي, those who love one another for my sake. المشاؤون على الأرض بالنصيحة, they walk the earth, they walk the earth with the concern of humanity in their hearts. المشاؤون على أقدامهم إلى الجماعات, they go from group to group walking to call them to Allah. المعلقة قلوبهم بالمساجد, their hearts are attached to the masjid, their hearts are attached to the masjid. Four qualities mentioned so far. First quality, love one another for Allah's sake. We know the famous riwayat. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is the narrator. She says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the hadith is da'if, but ulama have mentioned it. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, هَذِهِ لَيْلَةٌ نِصْفِ مِنْ شَعْبَانِ. This is the 15th night of Shaban, in other words, Shab-e Barat. وَلِلَّهِ فِيهَا عُتَقَاءُ مِنَ النَّارِ كَعَدَدِ الشُّعُورِ غَنَمِكْ بَنِي كَلْ. The Banu Kalb tribe was a tribe that was known for the number of sheep or goats that they had. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used them as an analogy. He said, on this night of Shab-e Barat, Allah will free from Jahannam more people of my ummah than the number of hairs, than the number of strands of hair on the goats or sheep of the Banu Kalb tribe. وَلَا يَنْظُرُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِيهَا. But, even on these Mubarak nights, certain categories of people will be deprived of forgiveness. Their forgiveness will be suspended until they make tawbah. What are the categories that I mentioned? Mushrik, one who ascribes partners with Allah. Very, very relevant to our situation, Mushahin. What is Mushahin? Those who have nafrat, those who have hatred, rancor, malice, enmity for one another in their hearts. Like a little child is nurtured, like a mother nurtures and brings up her child. Today, Allah forgive us, my respected brothers, we have become an ummat of nafrat. We have become an ummat of rancor. We have become an ummat of hatred. We have become an ummat of disunity. Each one is out to get the next one. Each one harbors ill feelings against the next one. This quality of forgiving, this quality of overlooking, this quality of giving up our rights for the sake of Allah, that unfortunately has come out of our hearts. I've mentioned this many, many times, the social media, which has become judge and jury nowadays. Just send the message, spread malicious rumors, spread suspicions about others. Even the dindar are not spared. Even the ulama are not being spared. Even the scholars of deen are not being spared. No one is safe. That one is kafir, that one is mushrik, that one is jahannami, that one is this, that one is this. We have become judge and jury. And the realization of the wrong is not even there. My Nabi said, even on these Mubarak nights, Allah will not forgive you if you have rancor and hatred in your heart. لا ينظر الله تعالى فيها إلى مشاحن. Allah cleanse our heart of this hatred. Allah cleanse our heart of this nafrat. This is a preparation for Ramadan. Besides fasting in advance, besides Quran in advance, cleaning the heart is a preparation for Ramadan. Cleaning the heart is a preparation for du'as to be accepted by Allah. Cleaning the heart is a preparation for us to get the forgiveness of Allah. Ayyu ural islami awthaq. Ayyu ural islami awthaq. It's difficult to even translate this hadith. But one day Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the Sahaba the question. In Urdu, how we'll translate it? Islam ke mazboot tareen amal. What is that pillar of Islam that you must hold on to regardless of every condition? What is the strongest binding force of Islam? This is what this hadith means. Ayyu ural islami awthaq. What is the strongest binding force of Islam? When this question was put to Sahaba, they said, Salah. It is Salah, Ya Rasulullah. He said, Hasanun, Salah is very good, wama huwa bihi, but I'm not referring to Salah. Someone said, fasting. He said, fasting also very good, I'm not referring to it. Someone said, Zakat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Zakat also very good, I'm not referring to that. Someone said, Jihad. He said, Jihad also is very good, I'm not referring to that. Then they said, Ya Rasulullah, you tell us. He said, "Inna awthaqa 'ura al-islami al-hubbu fillah wal-bughdhu fillah." He said, "The strongest binding pillar of Islam, the strongest force of Islam, the strongest binding pillar of Islam that must never be abandoned is to love one another for Allah's sake and to hate for Allah's sake." Cleanse our hearts, make tawbah, my respected brothers. Inna riba ithnan wa sab'oon baban. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, riba, interest, constitutes or opens 72 doors of evil. Riba constitutes or opens 72 doors of evil. Adnaha, the lightest door of evil that is opened through riba, is ityanur rajul ala ummihi, is when a man, Allah forgive us, Allah protect us, when a man commits incest with his mother. My Nabi said this is the lightest of 72 doors of riba. And then what did he say? Inna arbar riba. Inna arbar riba. Kan kol kar sun lena. Only reading Quran and fasting and tahajjud and nafil, that is ibadat, great ibadat, this is also ibadat. My Nabi said, "Inna arba riba." He said, the worst type of usury, the worst door of these 72 doors is al-istitalatu fi irdil mu'min, is when your tongue and your hands and your mind and your heart becomes free in attacking the dignity and honor of a Muslim. 72 doors of evil are open through riba. The lightest is incest. The worst, al-istitalatu fi irdil mu'min, when you feel that you have a license to attack whoever you want, run down whoever you want, besmirch the character of whomever you want. Do not destroy your neki. Do not destroy your tilawat. Do not destroy your zikrullah. Do not destroy your amal. Do not destroy the nuraniyat of your heart. Illa man atallaha biqalbin salim. Quran says, meet Allah on the day of judgment with a clean heart. With a clean heart. With a clean heart. These nights are for this, to make tawbah. To cleanse our heart, patch up our relationships, stop becoming judge and jury of others, worry about our own weaknesses.
Stop running down others. The sickness has overtaken us to a point where we don't even consider it to be a guna. Allah on this night will not look at one who harbors rancor and hatred for others. Wala ila musbil, nor the one who hangs his clothing underneath his ankles. Wala ila aqil li walidayhi. I'm not going to go into details, we've run out of time, we'll terminate in a few minutes. Wala ila aqil li walidayhi. Allah will not look with mercy on this night on the one who has broken the hearts of his parents. If they are alive, earn your jannat by serving them. If they are alive, earn your jannat by serving them. Particularly if they have reached old age. They are not a burden, they are an opportunity for you. They are not a burden, they are an opportunity for you. If they have reached old age, they are not a burden, they are an opportunity for you. One riwayat, Ibn al-Jawzi mentions in his Kitab al-Silati wa Rahim, Kitab al-Birri wa Sila, he mentions one riwayat that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sahaba, that a man who spends one dirham in the path of Allah, mafhum of the hadith, the man who spends one dirham in the path of Allah will be multiplied 70,000 times. Then he said to Sahaba, should I not show you a spending? Should I not show you a spending that will get you even greater reward? Even greater reward than spending in the path of Allah. Even greater reward than 70,000 times. Sahaba said, what is it? He said, it is the wealth that you will spend on your elderly parents. It is the wealth that you will spend on your elderly parents. On this night, those who have broken the hearts of their parents, their forgiveness will be suspended. If they are alive, patch up your relationship. If they are alive, earn your jannat by their khidmat. If they are alive, earn your jannat by spending on them. If they are alive, earn your jannat by becoming a source of coolness to them. And if they have passed away, make isal-e-sawab for them. Let us not take this lightly. Wala ila aqil li walidayhi. Wala ila qati'i rahim. On this night, one category, Aisha radiallahu anha says, the forgiveness of that person will be suspended, the one who has broken family ties. We are an ummah of muhabbat. We are an ummah of jor. We are an ummah of unity. We are an ummah that has love for one another. This love for one another starts in your home. Starts with your family ties. Just taking one another to court and fighting with one another and making the lawyers and the legal counsels rich at the expense of our very deeni stability is something we should be making toba from, my respected brothers. These nights are wake-up calls. They are reminders, not lengthy bayans. They are reminders for us to get our house in order. We don't know if we'll live to see another Shab-e-Barat. This is a stepping stone to Ramadan. We don't know if we will see another Ramadan. My Nabi used to make the dua, وَبَلِّغْنَا Ramadan, keep us alive to experience Ramadan. Coming back to that riwayat, Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimahullah says that Allah says, who are the beloved of Allah? Al-mutahabbuna bi jalali. They love one another for my sake. They walk the earth with the pain of humanity in their hearts. They go from group to group calling one another towards Allah. Their hearts are attached to the masjid. Al-mu'allaqatu qulubuhum bil masajid. The fifth quality that is mentioned in this hadith. And on this, like I said, I will terminate, just taking a few more minutes. Al-mustaghfirina bil ashar. Al-mustaghfirina bil ashar. Those who ask Allah's forgiveness at the time of sahri, at the time of tahajjud. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa. Just now was Rajab. We heard the verse of the Quran. Allah says, glory be to that being who took his slave on Isra. Took his slave from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. Sara bihi asra bihi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa. Quran specifically mentions laylan, at night. Why didn't Allah take him at the time of chash? Or at the time of ishraq? Asra bi'abdihi laylan. The brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam, when Allah elevated Yusuf alayhi salam, restored the eyesight
of Yaqub alayhi salam. They said to their father, Ya Aban, astaghfir lana dhunubana, inna kunna khatiin. Oh, our father, ask Allah to forgive us. We realize now that we were great sinners. What was his answer? So fa astaghfiru lakum rabbi, soon I will ask. Soon I will ask for your forgiveness. Mufassirin mentioned, what was the delay? Why didn't Yaqub alayhi salam ask straight away? He was waiting for the time of tahajjud. He was waiting for the time of tahajjud. My Nabi on Isra, taken at night. Taken at night. What is the sabak? What is the lesson? Thalathatun yuhibbuhumullah wa yadhaku bihim wa yastabshiru bihim. My Nabi said there are three categories of people. There are three categories of people. Allah loves them. Allah smiles at them. Like we said, Allah is free of human emotions. This is just for our understanding. Allah boasts about them. One of these categories, lahu imratun hasana wa firashun hasan. He has a warm bed. He has a warm bed. He has a beautiful wife. But yadharu shahwatahu. Yadharu shahwatahu. He separates himself from that bed. Some section of the night is given to Allah. Quran. Tatajafa junubuhum anil madaji' yad'una rabbahum khawfan wa tama'a wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun kanu qalilan min al-layl ma yahja'un wa bil asharihum yastaghfirun wa min al-layl fatahajjad bihi nafilatan lak 'asa an yab'athaka rabbuka maqaman mahmuda wa min al-layl fasjud lahu wasabbihhu laylan tawila. أَمَّنْ هُوَ قَانِتٌ أَنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ سَاجِدًا وَقَائِمًا يَحْذَرُ الْآخِرَةَ وَيَرْجُو رَحْمَةَ رَبِّ. Verse upon verse upon verse. وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُزَّمِّلْ قُمِ اللَّيْلِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا نِصْفَهُ أَوْ انْقُصْ مِنْهُ قَلِيلًا أَوْ زِدْ عَلَيْهِ وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ تَقُومُ أَدْنَى مِنْ ثُلُثَيِ اللَّيْلِ نصفه وثلثة وطائفة من الذين معك. How many verses? Allah is describing the nights of this ummah. Ulama say, if some section of the night is not given to Allah, then that heart is a dead heart. Agar dil ko jagana hai, if you want to bring this heart alive, then give some section of the night to Allah. We are not saying read 2-3 hours tahajjud. Even if you want to read 10 minutes, but at least let us be counted in the list of those who made tahajjud. The amal of this night also is tahajjud. We heard the dua earlier. A'udhu bi afrika min iqabik. Wa'udhu bi ridaka min sakhatik. Wa'udhu bika mink. La uhsi thana'an alayk. Anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Aisha radiallahu anha says, she heard the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entreating Allah with these words in sajda on this night. So give some section of our night. Start with this night. But with this niyat, Ramadan is coming. Wake up a little bit early for sehri. If you can't read 10 rakats, read 4 rakats. Or read 6 rakats. Or read even 2 rakats. And then knock the door of Allah. Cry before Allah. Allah Himself, Yanzilu Rabbuna, Tabaraka Ta'ala. The hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah descends in a descension keeping with His greatness. Like I said, Allah is free of coming and going. This is just for our understanding. Allah descends to the first heaven when the last third of the night remains. And Allah calls out, Hal min mustaghfirin fa'aghfir Allah. Hal min sa'ilin fa'atiya. هل من تائب فأتوب إليه هل من مسترزق فأرزق. Allah says, is there any one of you that wants rosy so I may give it to him? Is there any one of you who wants forgiveness that I may forgive him? Is there any one of you who wants repentance that I may grant his repentance? Is there any one of you who wants to find your Allah, you will find him now. Give some section of the night to Allah. Ibadur Rahman, the slaves of Allah, are those who give some section of their night to Allah. Completing that riwayat, who are the beloved of Allah? They love one another for Allah's sake. They walk the earth with the pain of humanity in their heart. They approach group upon group, al-muallaqatu ala aqdami min al-jama'at, calling them to Allah. Their hearts are attached to the masjid. And at the time of Sehri, they are crying before Allah at the time of Tahajjud. When this group will be in this ummah, as long as they are there, فَإِذَا أَرَدْتُ إِنْزَالَ عَذَابٍ بِأَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ صَرَفْتُ الْعَذَابَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Allah says that when I decide to send my azab upon a locality, as long as there is a group that is involved in these five qualities, my azab is removed from that locality. My azab is removed from that locality. The ummah has to come onto these amal. The ummah has to come onto these sifat and attributes, particularly in this period of ghaflat. Abu Salaba Khushani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, أَوَلِلْ مُتَمَسِّكِ فِيهَا أَجْرُ خَمْسِينَ مِنْكُمْ. O Abu Salaba, a time of ghaflat is coming. A time of ghaflat is coming. Those who will hold fast to my deen and the effort of my deen. Those who will hold fast to my deen and the effort of my deen at that time of ghaflat, they will get 50 times your reward. Abu Salaba is shocked. He says, خَمْسِينَ مِنَّا وَمِنْهُمْ. Ya Rasulullah, 50 times the reward of the people of our time or the people of their time. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, بَلْ خَمْسِينَ مِنْكُمْ. No, Abu Salaba, 50 of you, 50 of Sahaba. لِأَنَّكُمْ تَجِدُونَ عَلَى الْخَيْرِ أَعْوَانَ وَأَنصَارًا وَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يَجِدُونَ عَلَى الْخَيْرِ أَعْوَانَ وَأَنصَارًا. Because, oh Abu Salaba, today there is an environment in Medina Munawwara. Even the 14-year-old youngster used to stand on his toes and say, Ya Rasulullah, send me out in the path of Allah. Each one, his life and his wealth was being given for deen. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, a time is coming when there won't be helpers, there won't be an environment. Those who will stand up for Kamil Deen at that time will get 50 times your reward. Ramadan is coming, my respected brothers. Badr took place in Ramadan. Fateh Makkah took place in Ramadan. Let this Ramadan become the Ramadan of the Quran, the Ramadan of Taqwa, the Ramadan of us connecting ourselves with Allah, and let it become the Ramadan when we will move out in the path of Allah also. Let it become the Ramadan of the propagation of the Quran, of Dawat and Tabligh, for this ummah to once again come upon the day, the night, the fikr, the cry of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To complete their hadith, Usama says, Ya Rasulullah, we see you fasting in this month more than any other month. Two things my Nabi mentioned. He said, one, this is the month of ghaflat. In the period of ghaflat, let us increase our ibadat. In the period when the masjids are empty, we have traversed the country. Personal experience, my respected brothers. We have met, heard karguzari of people. Let's say 5-6 months have passed. I haven't even made Juma Salah in the masjid. There is a graveyard out there. Within our own country. Leave the neighboring countries. Leave the rest of the ummah. So far as the effort of deen is concerned, it looks like we've gone back decades. Our masajids are empty. The attachment with the Quran is not there. The attachment with the masjid is not there. We know what happened last year, Ramadan. Let us, from the bottom of our heart, cry before Allah that situation doesn't come again. Allah, give us back our masjid. How is Allah going to give it back to us? لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Make shukr for Allah's ni'mat. Allah will increase it. Allah will protect it. If you are going to be ungrateful,